As you may know, we have live music at 11 Eastern every week, and today is no exception. We've got a five-piece group. You'll get to meet each of them as the hour rolls on. We'll get started right away with Dan Getkin and the 12-6.
Good morning, Grove City. One, two, three, four. And there's a bone chilling wind running down through your red hills. So stay down and out of sight. Now keep yourself through the night. And if the evening gets darker, pray a little harder. Even though I think the king don't ride through no more. Gather your things, I'll take you home. Oh, it was a long year at the bottom of a bottle and a hole. Long year pulling copper from the store. After 10 long years, we were tired and we were rolled. We took the last train out of Jerome. And I was gonna buy you a gold pearl ring, but the bank ran out of credit in 32. So we said we'd wait a year, but when the next one came around, she broke our engagement in Blue Town. When you love, no, you never made a sound. Oh, it was a long year at the bottom of a bottle and a hole. Long year pulling copper from the store. After 10 long years, we were tired and we were old. We took the last train out of Jerome.
It's Dan Getkin and the 12-6 live on the radio. Special affinity to Grove City as you began.
Everybody's getting some love this morning. Everybody gets it. You're up next, New Concord.
You know who needs the love is our affiliates in Charleston, South Carolina. They've had a rough bit of time. So what's the name of that song? Tell me about it.
That's Train from Jerome. I took a trip to Arizona a few years ago at this point, and it was an expiring experience.
How bad? So, did you drive?
Well, we rented a car when we got there.
Yeah.
I'm a sane person. I'm not going to drive to Arizona. Some people really like that.
She did that. My wife, she'll take that in the nicest way possible.
That's
great. She went to school in Tucson and it drove, but I don't think she would recommend it to anybody poor graduate student doing that. But it was a long trip.
Right.
And you get to see all sorts of different kinds of animals, mostly still and on the road,
right,
and, you know, former animals, I guess.
Done to their next better life.
So you want to introduce the band? Let us know.
I'd love to. This is to my left, for you radio listeners, this is Jake Troxell playing keys. And then to my right is Tim Good on guitar.
Hello.
We got Jonah Petrelli on bass.
Good day.
And the professional Eden Sparks on drums.
Excellent. And I want to learn a little bit more about the band. You were here ages ago. I want to say it's been maybe 4 years, five years.
That sounds right. That feels right.
But I think you were here, not with these guys, or were
Jake
you?
Jake was here, and he was the only other person here today.
Okay. So I was trying to, my memory gets.
We keep it fresh for you. Right. We like to keep it nice and fresh for you. It has nothing to do with people moving away or anything like
that. No, it's all, I appreciate it. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do the title song off of our new album. It's called Feeling Good About the End Times. Fluorescent lights drown the midsummer moon. We learned a hard lesson from a hospital room. One bag of coffee and one fifth of gin. Neither did much for the shape I was in. Doctor, he won't give me the time of day. And when the chaplain comes by, send him right away. After a hard, heavy season, does everything happen for a reason? Through the thunder and the mist and the hunger there's this. Thank you.
Dan Getkin and the 12-6, Feeling Good About the End Times. That is not only a great song title, it's a great album title. It could even be a title of a book. That's a great title. And they will be having a chance for you to hear that as they play live at the Elks Lodge. That's coming up in October. Thank you. October 5th.
I know it will.
The Elks on the north side, and you've got a cast of dozens of other musicians joining you that night. Should be a great night. What day of the week is that? Is that a Friday? Yeah, I thought so. Congratulations on that. Tell me about yourself. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Pittsburgh and grew up in the suburbs in Mount Lebanon. And this band has existed in one way or another for probably 6 or 7 years at this point. But we keep switching people through, and the band seems to grow, and it'll be a high wire act on October 5th as we add even more people to it. So that's exciting.
But when did you start playing and writing music?
I started playing piano when I was much younger, and then when I finally realized I was never going to play like Billy Joel, I switched to a different instrument that I could actually make sound like the records I listened to. So I started playing guitar in high school because my brother played guitar and he had guitars around the house. So when I'd stay home sick from school, I would help myself, and that's how I started to play the guitar.
Playing electric, I imagine?
Acoustic first, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, yeah.
And these other guys, some of whom have microphones, some of whom don't, but let's start with Jake. You were here before, the two of you playing, so I guess you've known Dan the longest, maybe?
Yeah, I've known Dan pretty much the whole time, I guess.
Yeah. Are you from that area as well, or how did you two meet?
I know I'm from coming to Pittsburgh kind of later in my life with college and that kind of time.
I see.
But, yeah.
And where are you from originally?
I am kind of from central Pennsylvania, but I grew up as an Army brat, so that just happens to be the last place we landed. So I've been kind of all over, and it's pretty cool.
So K-12, I was in one school district and the same house. Do you know a kindergarten through 12, how many different homes you lived in?
Oh, I don't know if I've ever counted it, but it's usually like every 2 years.
Yeah.
We're trying someplace new. So, I mean, we're not trying.
That's
how it works.
Should you ask them?
We should ask them.
Well. Look out the window.
Is that your mom out there?
My dad's putting some fingers up trying to think.
Trying to signal. So, yeah, who's out? Who do we have out there? Those are your folks?
Yeah, my folks are here. So they're here visiting my. We're about to have a kid, so our baby shower's tomorrow.
Congratulations.
So, so some family are in town. So
how nice. Yep. Well, that's great. Let's meet the rest of the group. Tim is here. Hey, mm-hmm. Tim. Tell me a little bit about you.
I grew up not far from, like Dan and I went to the same high school. I actually went to the same college as well, but not by design.
Just sort of happened. Where did you go to school?
Mount Lebanon.
No, the college.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Allegheny College.
Okay. Oh, now I know the Grove City hellos. I mean, that's not far at all. And then on bass without a microphone, we have Jonah. We can sneak you up to this mic so we can actually hear you.
Check, 1, 2.
Are you from this area as well?
Or? I grew up in Mount Lebanon as well. A little older than these guys.
But that's,
I don't look it, but.
Somebody has to be.
Yeah.
Older.
Wiser.
Everybody has to be older than somebody.
This is true.
For the most, except one guy.
Oh, what a bummer, huh?
One guy. Yeah, we're one woman. And then I think we can hear Eddie play drums. Anything you'd like to tell us about yourself?
Name's Eden Sparks.
Did not go to Mount Lebanon.
No, I did not go to Mount Lebanon. I'm 26, so I'm fairly younger.
Where did you go to school? How are you?
I was homeschooled for most of my life, and then in high school I went to Perry Traditional Academy, and I think I went to community college or something like that. But
well, excellent. We do a lot of work with Perry. We actually enjoy working out at Perry High School.
Shout out to Rick Lane.
Yeah, Rick is an amazing music teacher. Yeah. Gerald Watkins and Rick Lane.
Gerald Watkins was the that was like the first working band I was in. We played dive bars in the South Side when I was like 15 years old.
Yeah, how about this? We're talking about a high school music teacher, two high school music teachers that gig with their students, which is the Pittsburgh way. Dan Getkin and the 12-6 are here. They're playing songs from their new album as well as probably some others too. What do you want to do next?
Do a song off the new record called Strong Words.
Here they are again.
Redwood trees fall by the hand of hardened men or by the hurricane breeze. In books sold, you could count their rings. Some of these things might not be true. So I'll read books about baseball too. Long lines of strong words, easy lives that I deserve. Strong words dipped in gold, traded for the love and kindness I was shown.
Dan Getkin and the 12-6, that's a great song and a nice chance to show off the guitar work of Tim Good, tasteful electric guitar work. It says right here, tasteful electric guitar. And the band sounded great as a unit, too. You know, five pieces, it's never easy, I think, playing with another person. Or I mean, it can be fun, but it takes some work. And just trying to get all you guys together to practice has to be kind of challenging. Are you able to do that pretty well? Or
I'm able to do it. So credit to everybody else for, you know, keeping their schedules open and knowing that. I mean, we don't practice all the time except when we have our big release show October 5th at the Elks Lodge, and then we practice more. So we got a bunch of practices scheduled, and we're holding to it. So
you just reminded me of something, and I'm glad we should be talking about your show. But we had
I'll cover it. You don't have to worry about it.
We had two young authors on today, each. I think each was seven. No, one was seven and one was six. And the seven-year-old boy, whose name is Jet, J-E-T-T, said they were reading books that they wrote. They won a competition that we collaborate with WQED on. And he said, I'm working on another book. He's 7 years old, and he told me all about the other book. And I said, that's great. And he said, it'll be out October 12th.
Oh, good. So there's not a conflict then. That's good.
Right. But he knows when the book's going to drop, right. And he's all set with the advanced promotion.
Well, you got to get started early to get these things planned, as well as early in life. So look out for him. He's going to be a rising star.
Yeah, October 5th should be fun. I notice you've got Andre Costello there. Who else is joining you that night?
So Andre's playing a set by himself because his band is too good for us to follow. So Andre will play first, and then Angela Autumn is going to be bringing a band, and she is wonderful, and her band will be stacked with talent, no doubt. And then we've got a bunch of guests playing with us. They had lots of friends in the music community that played on our album. So we have Reed Connolly playing pedal steel. I'm sure Reed's probably been in here before.
He sure has, yeah.
And Nathan Zub from the band Recluse, and Lauren De Lorenz, formerly of the Red Western. And Molly Alphabet and Elliot Sussman, and I'm sure I'm forgetting someone, but it's what a joy to be able to ask people to do stuff and they say yes, and we live on goodwill alone. So.
That's great. Is Elliot playing much these days?
He is not. So if you want to see Elliot Sussman, this may be your only chance.
You tell Elliot that, there's always a place here for him to play, but okay. I miss listening to Elliot.
Me too.
He's a great musician.
He is.
We still play some of his appearances here. You know, we'll play some of those.
Yeah.
Really great writer, too. Dan Getkin and the 12-6 is who you are listening to, and we're talking about their release party. Is that the official? I know is the album out now?
It's not out yet.
Okay.
So the only way to get the album now is to buy a pre-sale ticket. You get the early access. Otherwise, you'll have to wait till the 5th.
Okay, the 5th. And they will be there, right? It'll be present.
Don't give me one more thing to worry about.
Okay.
It'll be there.
Okay.
I thought it would be there. Unless you know something I don't.
Nah, I just Murphy's Law.
That's right.
It's always something when you're waiting for those to come.
Yes, sir.
We at least have time for a couple more, probably more than that.
Right.
I think we probably at least have time for three more. What would you like to do next?
We'll do Born to Be.
Okay. Once again, Dan Getkin and the 12-6.
Dwelling on the past and I stepped outside. All the stars are out, so is every street light. That's who I was born to be. Lifting out the sea like an ice floe. That thought alone could leave you mighty stone. That's who I was born to be. I was born to be the one. What in desire, don't go. When there's not much left to do, you buy the ticket and take the ride. when I look down. I am the Buddha River and it's turning brown. That's who I was born to be. I'm a 747 in the morning sky. I leave a contrail and nobody knows why. That's who I was born to be. I was born to be the one with one desire. It don't go away and it don't die. Born to be the one to take a long drive with the dashboard a warning light. When there's not much left to do, you buy the ticket and take the ride. Ooh. Well, I didn't see it, so I don't believe that it's true. And I see three squares to eat it. Whatever works for you, you don't need 18 wheels or a frame.
Dan Getkin and the 12-6 here at the Saturday Light Brigade broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. I want to turn to Ed and Sparks for a minute. As I was listening, I caught a glimpse of the snare drum you're playing. And being not a great drummer, but understanding drums, I said, wow, he's got a concert snare there. You don't often see, this is a snare drum that's a little bit taller than a typical snare drum you'd see. And then I was noticing the bass. Is this an older set, or is there any story behind what you've got here?
So I'm not playing a full kit, but the kick drum is a Gretsch Renown, and that's actually a new kit. It's about 2 years old, but it's modeled after.
Yeah, it looks old style.
Old kits, and Gretsch keeps with that vintage vibe. And then the snare drum is actually a George Way snare drum. It's a one-man company up in Vancouver, and I really like deeper drums. Gives a wider array of sounds I can get from it and stuff.
Yeah, I had a Ludwig snare drum like that, the same height, and especially with the snares off, it had an amazing sound.
Yeah.
But it sounds great as you're playing. And I can't believe that kick Gretsch is 2 years old. It looks like it's 42 years old.
That's how I like it.
Yeah. The band has its CD release party October 5th at the Elks on the north side, the Banjo Elks. You know, the one where banjo night is every Wednesday. This will be Friday. There probably will not be banjos that night. You never know.
Anything can happen.
Anything.
Murphy's Law, the banjo might show up. Just joking.
Banjo night is great. Dan Getkin and the 12-6 are here. What would you like to do next?
We'll do a song called White Light.
One, two, three. I am invincible. I am the tallest oak. I track the darkness of the world. Wind it up and let it go. Hopeless and bitter, bright eyes with a hand across fingers. I asked for a heart of truth, but then the lights went out. Where were you, my mind? Right, she shielded from the storm. I was alone, I was broken, and I didn't know where. White light.
Dad Getkin and the 12-6. That song really showed off Jake's dexterity on the keys there. That part really comes out. And the bass thundering along from Jonah. You guys play well together. Have a great great sound together. I think we've got about 10 minutes of radio time, which is either one or two songs, depending on
their length. We can do two.
Okay, so what do you want to we'll jump right into your next one here.
We'll do at the IVM. Nobody smiled when I walked in, sitting at the bar at the IBM. You gotta pay your tab in cash. Each night I walked through the door into the past. Used to drive by here on our way home from church. Now I drop in when I get the urge. Take a $10 bill and drink my fill of sin. Game on the only TV. Now there's five of these dudes standing next to me. Are they playing dots, just swinging their arms, poking holes in the drywall? You want to clear out the bar, what do you do? Here's a bona fide tip that's tried and true. Go to the jukebox and play Sweet Caroline. And down by one, I figured out it was me playing Neil Diamond. Well, it didn't take a master's degree, it was just them and me, but they were sniffing for a fight. And on first and the baddest swing, and the tallest one grabs hold of me.
Dan Getkin and the 12-6 here at the Saturday at Light Brigade. And it's our last chance to talk. You'll be October 5th with these CDs. They'll be there. They'll be ready. They'll be all set and lined up. They'll be in hand at least a week ahead of time.
Right.
And
100%.
This will
stand in our way now.
This will be at the Allegheny Elks, which is on the north side of Pittsburgh. Friday night should be a great show. Anything else you want to mention that we may have forgot?
That's it. Buy your tickets early, and you get that album early. Tickets.dangetkin.com.
There you go. And what do you want to close up with?
We got good night and goodbye. Thank you.
sleep, turn up your radio. It's a miracle I got words left to let you know. We could sit on the riverbanks of the Ohio. I sing songs about anxious love and the summer soul. And every moment it's Friday, every moment alone in the evening dew. Every day I was sleep deprived, I was thinking of you. Good night and goodbye came too soon. For the record, I'm still in love with you. Harbor lights in your eyes, green and blue. Was a good night to take a hard look at the red moon shining beneath the dogwood. Ships go quiet. But they won't even grow. Sometimes the moment that you're waiting for is not a moment at all. That golden bright summer was worth the sudden changes of fall. And every moment of twilight, every moment alone in the evening dew. Every day I was sleep deprived, I was thinking of you.
Dan Getkin and the 12-6, thank you, boys. Look for them first Friday in October once again. And you can check them out on Facebook and on their own website. Just do a search on Dan Getkin and the 12-6. Or we've linked conveniently to the website, so you can find it there, too.